Yeah, kind of continuing a bit like with something I mentioned the other day, is like walking Jonkrom and developing body awareness, like being able to constantly put one's mindfulness into the body. And the body has got many, many aspects to it. And walking Jonkrom, you actually can do this for a long time. You don't just have to walk 25 minutes or 45 minutes or 1 hour. You can walk a few hours a piece actually, and experiment with various aspects that make sense to you, like about contemplating the body, about feeling the body, about the interface of your body and the surroundings, for example. Obvious point to pay attention to is the touching of the feet on the ground. And if you're skilled in the framework of the various satipatthanas, one of them is the four elements. You can combine that, like contemplating the earth element as it is on the earth. Literally, you're walking on the earth. And then the earth element in your body, like the skin that holds the solid parts of your body together, and the fluid parts as well. And just to develop a sense of occupying your mind with a certain aspect of nature as it is very close to yourself, like for example things that we do every day, walking back and forth. But actually it's quite a universe in itself of processes happening, and it can easily be used for focusing the mind on the contemplation of the body, and without getting tired, without getting bored. It's like exploring a whole range of aspects. And many times the Buddha's teachings then come to your mind without ever like kind of consciously kind of calling them back into memory, because so much we have already subconsciously or consciously memorized. And through our chanting, for example, through our reading, through the common idioms that we use in the monastery. And it literally is many times the way that once your mind gets some kind of embedded into this contemplation, then the teachings, they come to you out of nothing, out of magic, more or less. And this is very instructive, it's very inspiring. It's not like that you plan your whole day and think A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but like you're just more or less giving attention to a particular aspect of the general, say, appearance of your body while walking, while in motion, while under the law of impermanence. And then keep with it and elaborate on it and turn it inside out and outside in, achatangwa bahitawa, like if you like. And just inquire and keep your mind on it rather than wandering to the past and future and wandering back to America, Australia, Germany and wherever else. And not planning what you do afterwards, but more or less like being completely interested in this particular aspect of reality. And the amazing thing is that something so close to one's own body that one can explore so much in there, that it is fascinating, and makes one change one's relation to one's own body. And the capacity to send your awareness into various parts of the body or various aspects of experience within your body or at your body, this capacity will always stick with you. It's like the jump from the particular teaching that you're visualizing or looking at to the faculty of knowing and awareness. And it's transferable, like the if you're able to focus on the soles of your feet, you're also able to focus on your shoulder, for example, or your head. And the same capacity of being able to see and know and understand and analyze and contemplate, and it gets trained more and more. And even though you are not preparing yourself particularly for the great dhammas of old age, sickness and death, this will help to kind of prepare the capacity of facing old age, sickness, death. Like, for example, if you're in a situation where you're physically in pain and you're trapped with it, you can't move, like broke your arm, your leg or so, or you have a migraine. Sorry, migraine is a difficult one, but like if you have some phenomena at your body which is unpleasant, you're able to use this capacity of like zooming into it and looking at it, even though you have never done it before. Otherwise we would go nuts if we would have to prepare ourselves for every single incident that's possible in life. Then we'd never be able to break out of samsara. But through this, making this jump to strengthening one's awareness muscle, so to say, then one is able to use that at any other given occasion. And not only for unpleasant feelings or unpleasant sensations or unpleasant bodily experiences, also for pleasant ones. One of the most challenging pleasant experience is, for us celibates, is not sexual intercourse, but it's the meal. You know, like you put stuff in your mouth, it tastes great, you're overcome by a desire for more tastes, and you're literally a slave of craving. And it's all legitimate because, like, you know, like you have to eat. But with a capacity to send your awareness into various parts of the body working at something, for example, while walking, you're looking at your feet. While chewing, you're looking at your gums or your tongue or the movement of your jaws. And it takes away the power of the sense contact, because you're in a mode of awareness and you're actually not getting carried away by the dynamics of sense contact triggering craving, but you're actually in a mode of just like watching your jaws move. And even with pleasant and convincingly agreeable feelings, like one can do that, you can also watch, for example, with awareness or with the capacity to focus on these physical movements, you can actually, while eating, also watch your breath and make sure that the breath just flows just as easy as if you were not eating. So these things are transferable, and they are the key to transcending the being enslaved to the particular experience and coming to the faculty of knowing and understanding what's happening in a neutral way. So I offer this for reflection today. May everybody use a lot of Jhonkrom as a tool to strengthen your body awareness.